101.9 with Fook, Lindsay, and Dusty around this time every day. A hilarious or compelling piece of noise.
Yeah, baby. Delicious audio.
I call it the Mount Rushmore of low-income housing people who have been interviewed by the local news, and then it becomes viral. I know that's a pretty long title for Mount Rushmore, but
we'll have to find another one. But yeah, that works for now.
And I'm trying to figure out where to rank Michelle Dobine, Dobine from Tulsa, Oklahoma, apartment complex suffered a fire, and here she is being interviewed by the local news.
My friend came to the door. She said, well, I was on the phone cooking me and my baby some breakfast, and she said, hey, something wrong, it's popping. I said, what? She said, yeah. I said, no. So the girl come downstairs. She come out her apartment with her baby with no shoes on. I said, oh, girl, it's cold outside. She said, something ain't right. I said, oh, man. She said, oh, man, the building is on fire. I said, no, what? I got my three kids and we bounced out.
Okay. Is incredulous a way to describe Michelle's feelings about the fire?
Maybe. I love... Can we talk about her outfit, or do you want to save that for
a second? Oh, man, the building is on fire. I said, no, what? I got my three kids, and we bounced out.
Of course we can talk about what she's wearing. Please describe it.
She is wearing, I can't tell if it's like an overcoat of sorts, because it seems to have some kind of zipper, but she's got the angry red M&M on her. In the commercials where the red M&M is always the bad one, and that's just got this pissed off look on his face, that's what she's wearing.
And I think it's important to note that this isn't a t-shirt. Or a promotional item that she may have gotten for free. This seems like it was bought and paid for to the tune of over $49.99.
What?
This is kind of like the style of jacket that you might see NASCAR crew members wear, like, after a race, like when they're in, call it kind of all in their gear.
Yes.
Like, it's a nice jacket. Can I call it a nice jacket?
It's not a nice jacket. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if it's a poncho. I don't know what it is.
You wouldn't wear it, but
it's
it is
like a poncho.
High quality
poncho.
All right, where does Michelle rank? Can we put her on Mount Rushmore? Of course, we have Sweet Brown.
God. Then I thought somebody was barbecuing. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I ran for my life. And then the smoke got me. I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Okay, that's obviously...
The Mount Rushmore? I can't.
She can't be above Sweet Brown, right? Oh, Sweet Brown's like...
Oh, and also Rib Guy.
Kids, and I thought about my ribs. Like, I ain't gonna let my ribs burn and stuff.
Yeah.
I take pride in what I do, man. It's like 3 o'clock in the morning. I was hungry, man. I was like, man, put them ribs on there, man.
Okay. He's got the ribs in his hand. I forgot about that guy. Okay.
And even as a vegan, they're making me hungry.
There was a fourth we had...
The Antoine Dodson.
Oh, yeah.
Antoine
Dodson. Where is Antoine? Do I have him
here? You have 20 tabs open.
Brandon, help.
Okay. Is this a solid four, though?
That's a good four. How many are on Mount Rushmore for? Is that right?
Yes,
okay.
That is correct.
I would say tentatively, though, on this newest one, like we'll start making, because the mountain's going to take a while, right? So we'll start with Sweet Brown, and then maybe Antoine Dodson, Rib Guy, and then by the time we've reached this new lady, if there's no one that has taken her place in the pantheon,
but first one that carved though is Sweet Brown
sure. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm
going to
say Michelle is carved third. Okay. Above Rib
she
Guy.
She deserves to be. I think she wins over to Rib Guy for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Rib Guy had the prop, though, with the ribs.
Granted, but it's a very visual thing. Wow.
Can you put the ribs on the mountain side,
too? Yeah, right? The enthusiasm, though, isn't as present with him as it is, you know, with the others. So.
Can we imagine a different, sort of less prejudicial world where the local news seeks out the gentleman with the top cap, the top hat, and the overcoat, and the cane, and the monocle to describe the fire that's ravaging his high-end apartment building, not the low-income community.
Come on, local news.
Well, you know, I was, of course, as shocked as anyone else to see that the retaining wall did not contain the fire.
Oh, yes. Latavius and I grabbed our children quickly and gathered outside of the building.
It must have been, you know, we have a world-renowned scientist who's trying to come up with flame retardant material, you know, to really would save a large portion of the community burned in the world. And he's obviously doing an experiment down there, and we didn't know. I was washing the Lamborghini, and, well, you know how these things go. I gathered up the children quietly and walked them single file outside of the mansion, and then, of course, we called 911, and, well, I'd say, you know, it was an exciting day for us.
Yes, and then we had Jeeves take us around the driveway, which is several miles in the limo, just because we were bored.
You know, while the fire department is sort of airing out the community building, you know, we'll be staying in the Hamptons, you know. We'll be put out a little bit, but it won't be so bad.
Yeah, why does it not happen more like that? I don't know.
I wish it did.
Well, I'd say it's the local news, man. Yeah. They know what brings in the ratings.
Mm-hmm. They do.
And it's incredulous reporting.
On fire. I said, no, what? I got